Now, Radio Way covers four local boroughs, of which Elmbridge is one of them. And I'm glad to say that I'm joined by Councillor Tony Popham, who is currently the Mayor of Elmbridge. So welcome to Radio Way, Tony.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, let me start by asking you, what area of Surrey does Elmbridge actually cover?
Oh, wow. Okay, let's go work it out, work through it. Moseley, Hersham, Walton-on-Thames, Weybridge, Oxshott, Esher, Thames Ditton. And have I forgotten anything else? Maybe another one I've forgotten.
All right.
So those are the majority.
So it's quite a big area. So becoming mayor, how does somebody get selected to become mayor, Tony?
It's not done like when you go to the polls and you're voting for a councillor or a politician in that sense. You're elected by your peers at council. So the councillors in council will make recommendations to who should be mayor for the coming year.
And so you get chosen. So what does your duties actually entail as being mayor of Elmbridge?
There's a lot of things really involved with it. It's not, you know, it's going out and saying thank you, especially to the volunteers that we have in our borough. We have thousands of volunteers, and it's nice just to be able to say thank you on behalf of the council and everybody else. I think that's the greatest pleasure I've got so far out of this, being mayor. But there's other things like, you know, the Moseley Regatta, you're handing out medals and things like that. It's you are the first citizen, so it's nice for people to see the mayor, whoever the mayor may be.
And as the mayor, do you have to also chair the council meetings and things? Does that become part of your duty?
Yes, I am. I'm in charge of the council and council meetings. That's an area that of great concern at this present moment. It was last time, anyway, because the first time I had to chair the full council, I had to do it from my own place, and I've got no help from any of the officers. They did help me once or twice going through it, but it's. Thank God for the next meeting, we'll be back at council and it'll be one-on-one time. So.
Oh, I see. So, yes, yeah, so being virtual, you can't have the slip of paper thrown across the table
right.
to you.
I'll be nudged, do you know what I mean?
Now, one aspect of the role of mayor is selecting a charity. So, which one did you actually choose, Tony?
We give this great thought because last year we had to roll over, so I stayed as deputy mayor for another year, which basically in the pandemic meant I didn't really do anything. But the charity we chose, we looked at lots of charities in Elmbridge, and last year if we'd chosen one, it wouldn't be the charity we've chosen this year. The one thing we realised was there's mental health issues with children, and I think that's When we saw that and when we read through what they were trying to achieve, we knew it had to be them as our charity. Could I just read you an excerpt from Evening Standard?
Yeah, sure, certainly.
Right. Hundreds of thousands of children and adolescents who have no diagnosable mental health problems before the pandemic will need care and support this year as a consequence of the crisis. With cases already at record levels, the Centre for Mental Health says a new cohort of 500,000 children, previously healthy children, under 18, will require mental health care due to the devastating economic, health and family pressures caused by the virus. Just a little bit more. It means in a class of 24, an average of 4 students will have serious mental health issues.
That's quite significant. So the charity itself, is the name of the charity is?
The Grace Dear Trust.
And how are you getting involved with the charity personally this year?
We attend a lot of their events and functions. Tomorrow we've got the golf day. And I have to admit, I'm not a very good golf keeper. Golf player.
Goalkeeper, they're goalkeepers. A new position at the back, yes.
From that perspective, it's we will be, awarding whatever prizes that that will be on offer tomorrow at the golf day. It's nice for people to see the mayor. Mm-hmm. As I say, irrespective of we have changed mayor every year, and it's a different person. They have a different approach, but we still have the same goal, which to promote their charity and hopefully raise as much money as we can for that chosen charity.
And the Grace Deer Trust that is your charity, how does it get involved with like schools and young people? How do they approach them?
Okay, I think I'll just go back a little bit on that and speak a little bit about the Grace Deer Trust. Grace Deer committed suicide at 27. She had mental health problems at 13. Wow. And we understand that the Trust now have counsellors. They have counsellors going into schools to help these children. And we're going to be desperately, desperately short of counsellors in this coming year.
So if somebody is interested in being a counsellor, they can approach the charity, I'm sure, and find out more.
The charity, the volunteers and helpers and everybody else are welcome. And that would be for any other charity, I would imagine.
Now, you're about halfway through your mayoral year, so you said that one of the things you've discovered about the borough is the number of volunteers. Is there any other aspect that you didn't know about Elmbridge before you came mayor?
Well, some of the places we visited, I didn't know about it. I'll be quite honest about that, do you know what I mean? So that's been a great thing to see or do, you know, go somewhere that you've never been before and see the enthusiasm from the people there, you know, so, which has been great fun.
Pandemic itself has affected a lot of us, but how's it affected the function of the mayor?
We're the same as most places. We had to use our iPads and do virtual kind of meetings. And I have to admit, I've been part of the older generation. I do prefer one-on-one meetings, not via an iPad. I got to be honest about that.
But, I guess the number of visits that you've actually had to make has been reduced, but are on the uptake now that the pandemic is sort of like easing?
Well, it was kind of quietish in August. But it's kind of September's gone off with a bang.
Okay.
We've got golf day, and we've got four gigs on Saturday in that sense. So it's getting interesting now, you know. And I have a great mayoress who keeps me on the straight and narrow, make sure I know where I'm going.
Make sure you're there on time is the main thing.
That's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yes, because later on in the month it's the Walton Heritage Day, the 18th of September. We're going to be there, and I believe you are invited to come and do the opening. If we'll appear on your diary.
Yes, we will be there.
That's great.
On the 18th. Yes.
Yeah. So Tony, when you put mayoral duties to one side, how do you relax? How do you switch off?
Right, as a kind of oldie, I do walking football on a Monday morning, and I do walking rugby on a Friday morning. I do enjoy competitive sports. I always have, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a vice president at East Rugby Club, and I've played and captained some of the sides there over the years. So I enjoy that aspect of doing or watching, because I don't want to say to you, watching a good film sometimes, whichever takes the mood, I suppose, in that sense. I'm lucky to live near the river. And three pubs within 100 yards.
It's good exercise. Good exercise of the right arm, I guess, Tony.
Very much so. Yes. Could I just before I go, my mayoress, Mrs. Jo Wright, she's having a charity's ladies' lunch on Monday, the 11th of October, at the Oakmans Park Hotel. And I just wondered that there may be other people who would like to go. And the way to, if we'd like to go to that lunch, we have a guest speaker. I'm not naming that person right now. But if they would like to go, they can get hold of me, and I will pass this on to the mayor's secretary. Would be tpopham@elmbridge.gov.uk.
Okay, so if that's on the 11th of October, Oaklands Park Hotel, if they're interested in going to the mayoress's luncheon and with a special guest speaker, we won't say who it is, but it's worth going, they need to just get in touch with you over at the Esher Civic Centre. So that is looking at the particular role of you as the mayor. I always like to ask my guests a choice of music. So what would your choice be, Tony? Who do you like?
I'm a heavy rocker.
Oh, are you really? Oh,
I am really I do like my rock and roll. I mean,
a particular artist?
anything from AC/DC to, you know, to the Stones, anything in that kind of rock.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what we can find in the Radio Way library. But anyway,
I doubt you've got any AC/DC there.
We may be. You'd be surprised. You never know what gets requested by our patients in the hospital. Finally, Tony, let me wish you all the best for the rest of your year. Thank you for your time. I'm sure our paths are going to cross, as I say, at Heritage Day,
probably over
the festive season. That's great. Okay, great, Tony. Thanks for joining us.
Lovely talking to you, Andy. Thank you.
Thank you. So there we go. That's Tony Popham, who is the mayor of Elmbridge. And who would have thought? He's a rock and roller. Anyway, he mentioned his charity. It is called the Grace Deer Trust. It is in Esher. And if you want to find out more details, their website is The Grace Deer Trust. And deer is spelt D-E-A-R. So it's T-H-E-G-R-A-C-E-D-E-A-R-T-R-U-S-T. The Grace Deer Trust. .co.uk. And he wanted some music. Anything from AC/DC to the Stones? Well, we've gone for this one. Brown Sugar.